The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. This truck driver, Adam, has pleaded guilty to human trafficking.
Yeah, a little snapshot of what's going on with this, because it was a very brief court appearance, basically, for Maurice Robinson. This is the guy who was driving the truck that basically had left a container filled with Vietnamese. You may remember 39 of them who all lost their lives in the back of a trailer in Essex, east of London. So Robinson has admitted conspiring with others. He faces human trafficking offences, handling stolen money, conspiracy for exploitation. He only gave his name and address in court. But I guess the point is that what we know from this is that clearly Europol and probably Interpol are busting a gut to try to identify who else is in this network, because the other people they arrested have all been let go. So far, it's only one from presumably quite a large gang.
Hopefully they'll find out. It's astonishing stuff, isn't it? This Uber stuff, Transport for London, has said it will not grant, it stripped them of their license to operate in the city. A pattern of failure for the second time
in 2 years. They basically decided that there have been too many unauthorized and therefore unlicensed drivers, and they've identified at least 14,000 illegal trips. And what they're saying is that Uber itself fails to ensure that drivers are who they say they are. In most cases, it's people who are just trying to earn a living, but in some cases, it could be a bit more worrying than that. So the company itself, and we always have to call them ride-sharing or taxis, they've got 21 days to appeal. But it's possible, therefore, that Uber will be chucked out of London. Big problem for 45,000 drivers and what they do next, and indeed the 3.5 million regular passengers. And it'll put pressure on the capital at Christmas, and it'll make me think twice about what I'll be doing as well. But you know what? We survived before Uber. I guess we would survive after Uber if that's what happened.
There we are. That's Adam Gilchrist, the philosopher, the road-using philosopher about Uber. They've been stripped of their license to operate in the City of London.